This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, May 12th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Shifts farm bill priorities. Pest control to stop hantavirus. Kern River case draws farm concerns and fertilizer hearing on tap. California Senator Adam Schiff is staking out his priorities for the next farm bill, calling for stronger nutrition programs, expanded support for specialty crops, protections for farm workers, and a rejection of any effort to preempt California's Proposition 12. Schiff, a member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, says he will push for a bill that, quote, restores and strengthens nutrition programs, empowers California specialty crop producers, supports research investments, and provides farmers with increased opportunities to succeed in their business. He also says Congress must protect Prop 12 and return to humane immigration policies for our farm workers. His priorities document argues federal farm policy has often neglected fruits, vegetables, and nuts, and says USDA programs and insurance, disaster aid, conservation, marketing, procurement, research, and pest and disease mitigation for specialty crops should be on par with programs for commodity crops. Schiff also calls for revising SNAP cuts, strengthening WIC and GUS NIP, investing in rural health care, housing, broadband, and infrastructure, and creating more markets for local and regional food systems. In the coming months, Schiff plans legislation on specialty crop mechanization, fruit and vegetable procurement, nutrition incentives, AI and ag innovation, regional food systems, and organic agriculture. Assemblymember Diane Pappin of San Mateo is pointing to recent hantavirus headlines and urging support for AB 2380. It's a pest control fee bill aimed at bolstering county oversight. Pappin told assembly members the virus comes from rodents and called rodent control a tremendous health concern. Her bill would let county supervisors raise fees on pest control companies so agricultural commissioners can conduct inspections and keep pests under control. Pappin's comments follow reports of a hantavirus outbreak on a cruise ship. Reuters reported yesterday that 18 passengers were flown back to the U.S. after the outbreak. Take note, GOP Assemblymember Carl DeMeo of San Diego cast one of the two votes against the bill in his opposition to raising any taxes and fees. "We do have an epidemic of rodents," said DeMeo. "We're seeing it impact inner cities, particularly with the homeless population." Yet he blasted his Democratic colleagues for passing measures to restrict the use of pesticides critical to controlling rodents in buildings and in agricultural regions. Western growers and the California Farm Bureau have joined a coalition amicus brief urging California Supreme Court to preserve a constitutional reasonableness test in a closely watched Kern River water case. The case, Bring Back the Kern versus City of Bakersfield, centers on a state code requiring dam operators to release enough water downstream to keep fish in, quote, good condition. Western Grower says the court is considering whether judges must still independently weigh the reasonableness of court-ordered water uses. Farm Bureau says the brief supports an appellate ruling requiring balancing test between fish protection and other water uses, warning an adverse decision would affect agriculture water users. The coalition argues court-directed flows could affect groundwater sustainability, farming operations, and regional economies, particularly under SGMA. As the world moves into an 11th week of fertilizer shipment disruptions, a leading trade association says it agrees with calls for better marketing transparency. The Fertilizer Institute Chief Executive Officer Corey Rosenbusch will tell members of the Senate Ag Committee today that a federal portal is needed to deliver timely global industry data. Establishing this function would aid farmers in their planning and budgeting while serving as an impartial resource for Congress and the public. That, according to Rosenbusch, prepared testimony for a hearing on how to ensure fertilizer stability and affordability for U.S. ag producers. TFI's support for market transparency comes as some of the world's biggest manufacturers of crop nutrients are the target of criticism both from farmers and government officials. That hearing is scheduled to begin at 3 o'clock in Washington. You can read more of Rosenbusch's testimony at AgriPulse.com. Also today, Axios reports that House Speaker Mike Johnson is addressing Republican senators at their weekly lunch today in an attempt to heal growing friction. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. Join us at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit West. How can California agriculture remain an economic powerhouse as rising costs, labor challenges, shifting demand, and political uncertainty reshape the industry? The answers matter more than ever. On June 2nd in Sacramento, hear from policymakers, innovators, and industry leaders tackling the biggest issues from trade and market outlooks to workforce challenges and the next generation of growers. Get the insights shaping what's next. See the latest information and register today at AgriPulse.com under the Events tab. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. U.S. growers responded to the news that the leading U.S. phosphate fertilizer producer is cutting production with renewed calls for lower tariffs to ease price pressures. Mosaic announced yesterday it would temporarily reduce production in two U.S. phosphate plants over high sulfuric acid prices. The production losses will affect facilities in Florida and in Louisiana. This is the worst possible time for Mosaic to decrease domestic phosphate production, said the American Soybean Association's president, Scott Metzger, in a statement. High sulfuric acid costs are disrupting the global fertilizer market, and farmers are ultimately paying the price through higher input costs. Metzger argued that the administration should lift countervailing duties applied to Moroccan and Russian phosphate to shore up domestic supply. This ill-conceived duty has increased the cost of phosphate fertilizer for farmers, while commodity prices continue to trend downward, Metzger noted. ASA, among more than 50 ag groups that wrote to the International Trade Commission earlier this year, urging the agency to revoke the duties. You can read more at AgriPulse.com. Here's today's final word. The Wine Institute has made an outlandish and condescending claim that the California Association of Wine Grape Growers, in a blog post blasting the Institute's opposition to a wine labeling bill. Well, that's Daybreak West for Tuesday, May 12th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.